We start these things out with the most important thing, which is I met you over there in the Independent, but I don't know who the hell you are. So would you identify yourself, please?
I am Thomas Darcy of the rock project Small Sins.
Rock project. Okay, there's a definer. We'll get to the definers in a little while. What a surprise that you recorded the album in the basement of your home, and then you added lots of other folks way down the road. So, here we go, rock project. So you aren't really a band, but you've been in bands before going solo, and yet you're recording an album with bands of sorts, but not really. So why don't you give us the whole revisionist history and then tell me about some of the players. Short version of the bio without giving the bio.
Okay. Well, actually, almost correct. There's actually is almost no other people performing on the record besides me. I didn't really have people come in and do much at all, except for a couple of guitar solos and a couple of drum parts, I guess. But pretty much.
How selfish of you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I kind of wanted. I think that. You know, as an unsuccessful musician in the past, in bands that really went nowhere, and I sort of had a lack of confidence, I think, altogether, and wanted to kind of prove to myself that I was capable of making a record, that I didn't have to rely on other people, and try and see if I was talented on my own or whether I required the help of others. And I think I just, wanted to prove to myself that I could even do it in a spiteful way, almost. And now the new recordings that are going on actually do involve people, and I've co-written songs and people play on it and all that.
Oh my God.
But the old ones, in fact, don't really.
Okay, so I'm gonna skip around here. You changed the name from The Ladies and Gentlemen to the name of one of the songs and eventually the album. Less words, easier on the eyes?
It was all legal stuff, right?
Really?
So just being a band in Canada and kind of dicking around and touring wherever, not really taking that seriously, we knew that there were other bands called The Ladies and Gentlemen, but just didn't really care, didn't matter. And then when I signed the deal with Astroworks, and suddenly there's...
Their lawyers got a hold of you and said, okay, hey, buddy, there's a problem here.
Yeah, and for the first time in my life, it's like...
You had to be real.
Yeah, you have to be professional about things and take them seriously and allow for the possibility that you might one day sell a million records or something, or at least set it up in a way where it could happen, you know.
You all wear white, I can't wait to see this tonight, you all wear white costumes on stage. That must make for a pretty heavy-duty cleaning bill, or can you throw them in the laundry?
We just throw them in the laundry. It's just jeans and t-shirts, but they're all
white costumes, jeans and t-shirts.
Not really.
But they're costumes.
Is that, yeah, I guess so. I guess they're costumes. It's good, we get by. We all have like three or four backup sets of pants and shirts.
Yeah, in case somebody throws something, tomatoes at the stage, then otherwise it's not pure white anymore, and the stains are hard to get out.
It's true, but we've found a few tricks, actually, with various deodorant sticks and...
You see, this interview is getting very serious. We'll get into the music soon, but for now, it's just a bunch of nonsense. The bio gives the music, and I don't think you wrote this bio, but maybe you did, heartfelt electronic... excuse me, did I get it right? Heartfelt electro chamber pop. Do you want to own that? Heartfelt electro chamber pop. I can't even say it. Parp. How about parp? Would you like to own electro chamber parp?
I find it really difficult to put into words anybody's music.
So they did, but they didn't okay that bio by you, obviously.
Oh, no. I approved it. I just, I read definitions and they don't...
They mean nothing anyway.
I don't know.
Okay, so everyone has made some good comparisons to other bands. And in your bio, you're once again quoted again as saying, actually, the last couple of years, I've had dissatisfaction with modern music in general. Isn't it nice to be your quote thrown at you? I haven't appreciated too many new bands these days. I've stopped paying attention to what other people are doing. So one of my listeners, when I played it, came up with early orchestral maneuvers in the dark. How would that one hit you? As opposed to the other 64.
I don't contest it. I don't know.
I don't contest it. I will not throw you out of this cafe for that.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Orchestra. They were listening to like Dazzle Ships or something like that, and they came up with that because it had a similar synthesizer sound, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
But let's get serious about it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't listen to a lot of music today, and I play a lot of music today, but I'm really picky about it. You know, 100 CDs show up on a Monday and maybe five. Yeah. Actually, I classify as reasonable. So tell me a little bit about, you know, what did go into your head for this music? Where did it actually, and I don't want to hear the influences because I've got something much better for that, but...
Okay. The quote is actually, I say things I don't mean all the time, I guess. I totally listen to new music. I'm aware of all the bands around me. I'm just rarely impressed by them, I guess.
There's not a lot of devastating stuff these days, is there? That's not derivative.
Yeah, but it's hard to tell whether it's because I'm getting older and like less excited like a teenager, right. You know, or whether it actually doesn't exist. There's a few great exceptions, but for the most part.
And save those exceptions because we're going to use them for something later. I'm going to do a little crossword puzzle. Okay, on to the music. The album opens up with the lyric, "And we talk like lawyers talk." Quite the setup for the rest of the record.
Yes.
not your, "Hey, all the leaves are brown and the sky is gray, and we talk like lawyers talk." It's like the continuation of a sentence already.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the question?
Well, let's try this. Is this album about one relationship or many rolled into one?
This is many rolled into one, I think.
And based on the lyrics, what would I discern about those many relationships rolled into one? He said, being a psychologist.
Is there a pattern or something?
I don't know. You tell me. I know there is for me, but you go first.
I think that all the songs, although mostly, I guess, about relationships or whatever, are they? It seems like they're like half about relationships, not even all about relationships. But the ones that are about relationships, I think, are about different parts of it. I mean, that song that you mentioned is about like fighting with your significant other. And there's no other song about that on the record.
No, there's Stay. So you see that one, you're asking the opposite, right?
Stay is about a friend that wants to take it to the next level. And you say no because you still want to be friends.
And a guy communicating that. Wow, isn't that generally the girl mode?
Girls use it as an excuse, I think. Guys rarely use it, but when they do, I think they probably mean it.
So how did you hook up with the boys of Radio 4?
Well, we met. I think combined with our whole band, met every member of their whole band, but nobody met everybody from either of the bands. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yes. That was a pretty good, my 5-year-old daughter would do that maze and she'd probably get to the end of it.
At South by Southwest, we all met very briefly, and then they came out to a show in New York a couple weeks later and offered us a tour and came along. So I guess we had met them but didn't really know them.
Speaking of remixes, there are a lot of remixes already of Stay, right? What is your favorite one?
My favorite is definitely the one that my keyboard player Todor and I did, which is a strings-only mix.
Wow.
Yeah, which is really, really cool. We hired a quartet, and Todor is like a classically trained dude, I don't know, whatever, pianist, who's able to chart out music really easily in a way that keeps on impressing me every single time. Charted out quartet's parts. We went to a studio for like an hour, recorded the whole thing, and it's just strings and my voice and a couple laser sounds.
It's almost kind of stringapella.
Yes, and it's really, really cool, really different. My mom hated it. Everyone else loves it.
Are you already writing songs? Are there a pile of songs for Small Sins Duh?
Yeah, I have like 30 or 40 recorded now. I co-wrote a couple with Steve, the guitar player, and I co-wrote a couple with Todor, the keyboard player. And I'm trying to involve everybody a little bit more. As I said before, like, it was just important to prove myself to myself that I could make a record on my own before. Now that that's out of my system, I'm trying to get them in. I don't want to, you know, be like a normal band that does pre-production and demos and then has like 8 hours in the studio to bang it off, and if it's not perfect, then they just have to give up. But I am trying to at least get some other influences in on it.
We do a thing called a musical sandwich. We take two of your songs as the bread, and then anything that you want to play in between. So you pick two of your songs, and then instead of me saying, "So, what'd you listen to when you were young?" I've found that musicians make the best DJs, and that's how we complete the hour.
Okay.
So two of your songs, we'll start with the bread. And by the way, because you do like to be in control, you can't have a club sandwich. It is allowed for you to have a song in the middle to kind of balance out all those other people that you're about to tell me about.
Okay. It's Easy, followed by High School Confidential, followed by Threw It All Away.
Okay, now I need lots of songs by other artists in between.
Cool for Cats. That's a good one.
That would be by Squeeze.
Yes, by Squeeze.
Identify the artist just in case I don't know it.
Let's go. Wilco Camera is a very good one. The first track on the first Simeon record, which I don't recall the name of the song.
And some people find it.
The one with the dog on the front, or the weird, like, whatever that is. Let's go. The first song on Spoon, Girls Can Tell.
Good band.
Very good one. Then let's move into something from Starlight Men's.
Good album, huh?
Doesn't matter what, because I'm not as familiar with the record as I should be yet.
I'm learning it. Yeah.
So you just got to pick one for that.
Okay.
Men Without Hats.
Which one are you going to give me there? I could guess, but go ahead.
Pop Goes the World.
Okay, yeah, you didn't give me Where the Boys Go.
No.
Thank you. That was not one of their high points.
Let's listen to The Breeders' cover of Happiness is a Warm Gun.
There you go.
Come on. Popcorn by whoever that's by.
Oh, the original, the hot butter one, not the crazy frog stupid British person.
No, yeah. I think the song's called On the Line by the Radar Brothers.
Okay.
It's a very good one.
Okay. Give me a closer.
Caught by the Fuzz by Supergrass.